President Biden held a virtual meeting with farmers today to discuss strategies to increase competition and combat rising prices for meat. With bigger farms taking over a larger share of the market overall, many smaller dairy farms are also at a crossroads where they have to adapt or call it quits. From Milwaukee PBS and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Rick Barrett investigates how some of the smaller farms in central Wisconsin are turning to technology to survive.
Dennis and Susie Rail are third-generation dairy farmers in Clark County, Wisconsin. Like many others, they've gone through tough economic times.
I think our biggest challenge on the farm, other than financial, is hired help. It's getting people here. It's really tough.
And they worry whether their children will be able to, or even want to, take over the farm.
It's a hard job. It's a lot of hours, a lot of work, but there's payoff to it. So I think we have to adapt to the changes.
Kristen Megan is the daughter of a farmer who's trying to bring changes to their family farm. After studying dairy science in college, she quit an office job and returned home to help her father run the dairy operation, including milking 72 cows.
He's willing to change with the times. He wants to try new things and is smart about it, too. And he does listen to his kids, so that helps. He has a very open mind, which is not easy for a lot of farmers, especially older farmers, to open up and let their kids come back and teach them something different.
One thing different is a robotic feeder that was installed 2 years ago at a cost of $21,000.
He's pushing the feed up so they can reach it. And he can run 24 hours a day, every 2 hours. Yeah. Pushing the feeder up the cows. It's a big labor saver.
Robots are gaining ground in dairy farming. In addition to robotic feeders, there are robotic milkers.
I've been doing it forever, but, you know, I still learn things every day.
At his farm in Clark County, Max Malm has installed 2 robotic milkers for his 350 dairy cows.
Cows have to be milked every single day, so we looked at expanding, and we could hire people to milk, or you can choose robots.
And how much would it cost for someone like that to put in robots?
They're anywhere from $200,000 to $250,000 per robot, and then you have to build the barn around it. You're looking at, for a 2-robot barn, easily $1 million.
The Malms are part of about 1% of America's 31,000 dairy farms that use robotic milkers to help cut labor costs. While farmers have little say in milk prices, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says robots can provide up to nearly 30% cost savings in milking cows. And spending less time in the barn allows farmers to focus on other sources of income, like raising beef, alternative crops, even jobs off the farm, ultimately helping them remain profitable. Global futurist Jack Aldridge agrees that dairy farmers have to invest in new ways of thinking, including technology.
There are going to be manless tractors. There are going to be satellites looking down on your individual farm fields, identifying which crops are growing, which ones aren't, and you are going to be able to apply the exact amount of water, the exact amount of pesticide, herbicide, whatever you need on it.
Back at the Rail Farm, Dennis and Susie decided it was time to install robotic milkers for their 500 cows.
I do think farming is going to continue, but I do think we have to change for our children to want to continue.
The Rails robots will be up and running in early 2022. Using this type of technology is the leap some dairy farmers will have to make to remain profitable and encourage the next generation to stay on. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Rick Barrett in Clark County, Wisconsin.
So glad to have this look at American farming.